We set off down the meandering stream. The canoe is hugging the river bank and leaving big ripples behind us. The crude sound of the outboard engines violated the serene environment. There was no going back now. Without warning, the second canoe's engine sputtered, coughed, and went silent. It drifted to the river bank and stalled. I was in the first canoe. We quickly turned back to find out what went wrong. General Jojo was enraged. "What's the problem?" he roared. His voice echoed in the secluded enclave. Nobody replied him. Without waiting for an answer, he sprang out of our canoe and waded to the maroon canoe. I jumped into the shallow water and moved as fast to keep up with him. I wasn't prepared for another attempted murder. All the others came down from both canoes, waded to the riverbank, and took up strategic sentry positions. Thankfully, there were no villages around this portion of the river. "What happened?" the general bellowed at the confused canoe operator. "I say what?" He landed the fastest succession of slaps and kicks I had ever seen. The poor boy cringed and screamed in his local dialect, his face contorted in confusion and pain, as he staggered like a drunkard, blood spurting from a broken lip and deep gash on his forehead. He collapsed in the shallow stream and howled like a baby. I stood and watched from a comfortable distance. Then the young boy jumped up and bolted for the bush. In a deft move, General Jojo raised his AK-47, slipped the safety latch, and aimed at the retreating back of the fighting boy. Every muscle in my body coiled. My heart beat so hard I thought it would burst out of my ribcage. I sprang forward, hands out like a clawed tiger, and landed on General Jojo. I knocked him off balance and into the stream. His rifle flew in the air to land on the river bank. Every gun in the darkened enclave rose to point at me, except Okez. He dived to pick up the general's AK-47 and pointed it at him, screaming, "The first move and I will shoot." Everybody stood still. You could have heard a leaf rustle. The other men stared at him, their mouths open in shock. Okay shouted again, "Drop your guns, now!" The men disarmed immediately, lost in confusion. Okay shouted again, "Step away from your weapons, now!" They obeyed mechanically, moping in disbelief. I stretched out a hand to help the general out of the water. Eternity hung for a second, and in the enclave, there was absolute silence. General Juju sat up in the shallow stream and searched my face. He ignored my outstretched hand. Then he twisted his lips in a snarl and poked his tongue out like a snake sensing prey. Droplets of water dripped down his face, and the lower part of his body was submerged in the stream. He crouched like a mermaid, contemplating whether to come out or go back into the abyss. I looked straight at General Jojo. I had one chance to convince him. If you had fired that shot, it would have given our position to the soldiers. The general didn't move. And in the distance, we heard an unmistakable sound, the outboard engine of a motorized canoe. It came closer and approached the direction we headed before the second canoe packed up. As if they responded to a command, all the men on the riverbank ran into the bush for cover. They abandoned General Jojo and me in the river. Even the monkeys on the trees took the cue and scrambled across branches to head back into the bush. The general remained motionless in the water, his head turned almost 90 degrees, eyes fixed on the direction of the approaching noise. I stepped forward and positioned myself protected in front of him. My right hand cradled the butt of my pistol. I slipped off the safety catch. I strained to catch a first glimpse of the canoe. The sound kept increasing until the bow and part of the hull slid across around the curve. The piercing beam of his solitary headlamp swung slowly in our direction.